In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with a question. Is the end of typing soon on the horizon? Because an emerging group of mobile users, dubbed by the tech industry as the next billion, will rely on video and voice almost exclusively. It's a brand new generation of internet users who happen to live overseas with less means and are also less literate. They tend to use voice recognition and other intuitive apps over texting. And this, in and of itself, as we speak, is creating new winners and losers in the tech industry as Silicon Valley giants are rushing to respond to this emerging need. Let's get the latest. Joining us now via Skype from New Delhi is South Asia Deputy Bureau Chief Eric Bellman. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Tanya.
Let's talk about this specific internet user that's emerging, the next billion, as the tech industry calls them. Who are the next billion? How are they using the internet? How are they using devices to connect?
Basically, the next billion is sort of a buzzword for the people in emerging markets and the developing world often that aren't online yet. Where I started seeing it, I've sort of been waiting for sort of signs of this really happening. You have to understand people are really poor in places like India, and even a $100 phone is too much for them. Data, they don't have money for, they'd rather pay for food. And so it was hard to sort of see this really starting to permeate down to that level on the economic ladder. But I started seeing people sort of doing a lot of whispering to and watching of their phones, and I thought something had happened. And what had happened was a local phone company, latecomer, decided they're going to roll out India's biggest 4G network, and they're going to give away data, 4G connectivity, unlimited for 6 months. And so all these people that before couldn't afford it started dabbling in the internet, and they started using it in new ways. And it was really interesting to see. It's something that the industry had been waiting for. People like Google have sort of been ahead of the curve. People like WhatsApp have been ahead of the curve. Others are just sort of starting to figure it out. And now, because of voice recognition technology, as well as these people being able to dabble in 4G speeds, they are able to interact with the internet for the first time. And they're doing things very differently, doing a lot of swiping instead of typing. They're doing a lot of voice searches instead of writing in words. They don't have emails. Nobody's sending emails. Nobody's setting up emails. They do have WhatsApp. They do a lot of chatting, but often they'll do chatting without words. They will record tiny little messages like saying, I'm on my way. What's going on? How's it going? And so that's just the beginning of a new wave of people that the tech companies have been very excited about sort of figuring out how to reach. These people are very excited to be online for the first time because they've been watching from afar.
Wow, it's fascinating. And it's interesting to see how this next billion will basically shape where tech companies go next. Which companies do have a better start with this? I see that Google Android is mainly used in India. What are companies like Apple, Google doing to start to make traction in this area?
Well, Google is again, some of this stuff, by the way, was made for us. Something that makes the voice recognition was created for so somebody that was driving could send an SMS or something like this.
Right.
But it can also be used for people that are illiterate, not used to typing. But Google, Alphabet, YouTube, they've all been very aggressive at going out and reaching these folks. And I followed a team through sort of rural India talking to people on a train about how they use their phones. And if they saw this, what would they do? And the basics they're trying to do is, well, first, they have to deal with the connectivity barrier. They're dealing with people with very low-powered phones and low speeds on the internet. So they want all their apps and bells and whistles to work like that. So it sends videos. YouTube here will have, you know, sort of lighter videos. YouTube here also allows people to download onto their phones. If you can download onto your phone, you can sort of binge download when you have connectivity. Mm-hmm. And then when you don't have it, you can watch stuff later. These are things that YouTube's been doing to stay ahead. Interestingly, there's a lot of companies you've never heard of or I had never heard of. MX Player, ShareIt, Zender, Truecaller. These are the first stops for many of these folks for different reasons. They're actually sort of apps that help people do more with less memory, to do more offline on their phones because they're generally not online. So there's this, not only are the giants in the States sort of saying, how do we get in on this deal? How are we going to reach this next billion people? But there are already local companies, a lot of them out of China, that have already said, we understand them already pretty well. And they risk, if the other folks don't move quickly, they risk being left behind in this boom. For example, UC Browser, never heard of it until I started doing this story, but UC Browser is the top downloaded browser for phones here. The reason why is it's apparently better for low data connections. 40 to 50% of phones in India over the last 2 years have been using UC Browser. Meanwhile, in the US, that UC Browser is unheard of. It's under 1%. It's really creating a new set of winners and losers, and whoever can get down to see this new user and how they're doing things. And they're inventing new ways of using the internet, like I was saying, sending voice messages, et cetera, first, and start creating the apps and the different bells and whistles to help them is really important. Another thing that Google spends a lot of time on, and I saw them using low fidelity prototypes in front of users in India. And what a low fidelity prototype is, a printout of a phone screen. They show a printout of what they think would be a good phone screen for the app they're working on to an Indian user and ask, what do they think it means? And what would they do there? And what they're finding is it really has to be intuitive, because these new users aren't used to reading. They don't want to figure out directions. They're not going to go to YouTube and, you know, do any troubleshooting. It's got to be very obvious, from the shape of the button to the letter on it to any words below it, what needs to be done, because otherwise they're going to lose these users.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Eric Bellman about how the next billion mobile users will rely on video and voice. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So more and more of these places with pockets of these next billion users, like Asia, the Middle East, Africa, since these are all new consumers, everything is up for grabs. It's a market that seems really ripe for tech disruption, and a huge market at that. There seems to be a lot of potential on the other end once tech companies make their way over that hill.
I think so. I think, again, for these big companies to keep growing, and you have to understand it's very important to keep growing. Remember when we all had Blackberries? Remember when we all had Nokias? If you do not keep growing and innovating, you become irrelevant. So for them to keep growing, they have to get into these markets. And to get into these markets, they're going to have to start understanding this new kind of user.
Eric Bellman, thanks very much for the time.
All right, thanks a lot.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.